Now that you've learned the basic principles of NLP and your motivation strategies in place, on this cassette, NLP Comprehensive Trainer Kelly Gerling will guide you and inspire you to discover your mission and plan a system for goal achievement. Kelly is the founder of the NLP Institute of Kansas City and is an accomplished NLP trainer, management consultant, and mental health counselor. He specializes in turning dreams into realizable missions and achievable goals.
This tape is about personal passion, and the purpose of it is to give you an accelerated process that you can go through in order to accomplish one of two things. Either you will discover what your mission is, or if you already enjoy a strong awareness of your mission, you will make it more clear, more exciting, more passionate. Why is this important? Here's what having a mission accomplishes. You can make sure the goals you pursue are yours. You can make sure that you'll be glad you achieve them when you do. And you make sure that your journey through life unfolds with a passion that energizes every fiber of your being. What exactly is a mission? Well, what I mean by a mission is a unified image and purpose that lures you into your future. It's that which unifies your beliefs, values, actions, and your sense of who you are. It's a fabric woven of the various threads of your interests, desires, and goals. And it's big, comprehensive, even grandiose. We all remember the image on TV in 1969 of a human being walking on the moon. What a magnificent accomplishment. How did we do that? How did we organize the resources of an entire nation to do what had never been done before? We did it with a grand vision of greatness, a mission. President Kennedy proposed to the country that we pursue the dream of putting a person on the moon by the end of the decade of the 1960s. The nation rallied around that mission, and we made it our own. Once we had our mission, our imagination was captured, and we were going to do it. The space program got organized and focused, and mission control was established. Then the dream, the vision, the mission unfolded. And little did anyone know what would be the most profound benefit of the mission. The most important thing we got by going to the moon wasn't what we learned about the moon. It was what we experienced about the Earth. The whole planet was awakened with images on TV of what our Earth looked like from space, and we heard the voice of the astronauts who were feeling on the other side of the cameras. And what did they feel? The common thread of feeling among the astronauts was a profound and personal appreciation of the magic of life. On his spacewalk, Apollo 9 astronaut Rusty Swikert saw our planet as a whole. He said that he developed an extraordinarily personal knowledge of the interdependence of all life, an embracing of the planet that changed him forever. No longer did he believe in conflict-causing boundaries. That, from the point of view of space, don't exist. He and the other space explorers give humanity a view of the whole of life, the entire globe that sustains us. And what our planet's space explorers do for humanity, your imagination can do for you. And that's to comprehend the whole, to envision the big picture, and to deeply feel the importance of the life you live. As you listen to my voice, just consider me a consultant to your own personal mission control, someone who is going to serve as a guide to help you achieve a sense of what it is in life that you're here to do. And let's think about you for a minute, you and your abilities. You have lived your whole life and you have survived. And yet, as Chief Seattle, a great American Indian chief, once pointed out, there is a difference between living and merely surviving. And so being motivated to survive is something you've always done. And as you think back to your life, there have been times when you had to get a very strong sense of motivation for yourself in order to survive. And now we're redirecting that energy, that survival instinct, so that you can use it for going beyond surviving to living, living the life that you choose. And the way to help achieve the living of such a life is to remember that in us is the capacity to learn. And it's learning, it's changing the way we think, the way we behave, the way we communicate, that will help us achieve our unfolding mission, whatever we choose it to be. As a tiny child, you achieved fantastic learning accomplishments. Now, if you put yourself into an imaginary time machine, you can go back to that time of early childhood. Just pretend momentarily that you are in that time machine. Imagine you're going back to that happy time of accelerated learning as a child. So be there and get glimpses of what it's like. Notice that people are very big. You look up at them. There is so much going on. You are actively and passionately learning. You are learning lots of things, especially the language. You are learning 15 to 30 new words a day. Without even thinking about it, you are learning hundreds of rules of grammar. And that ability to learn remains in you. You have 10 billion brain cells that together are twinkling with the circuitry of 1,000 cities. Your ears can hear 1,600 different frequencies. Your eyes can detect a single photon of light. The more than 300 million tiny air sacs in your lungs provide oxygen to the 100 trillion cells throughout your body. And these tremendous abilities to function and learn can be applied in many different ways. When you picture your ability to learn, see these kinds of capacities as a whole bright image of your human nervous system, a system of functional capabilities unrivaled in the known universe. And then, if you would ever doubt your own ability, this image can pop up as a factual account of your gifts, turning that doubt into confidence. And you take this confidence in your ability to learn, knowing that you can choose, at any point in your life, a new direction, a new course of action, in fact, a new mission. On this side of the tape, you'll be doing one of two things. Either you pick the enhancement of your existing mission in life, or you may find, because of the signals you're getting from within, it's time to create a new mission for yourself. Let's consider a few incredible, successful people who have set themselves in a direction of living their life with a single mission that gave wondrous and rich meaning to their life and thus spawned their achievement. One is the great movie director Steven Spielberg. More people have seen his movies on this earth than any other single director. He started making movies when he was a little kid. When he was 16 years old, he made his first science fiction movie. That was it. He then decided that his mission in life was to be a storyteller through the medium of film. Whenever he has a chance, he's making movies because that's his mission, that's his passion, that's who he is, a movie maker. He is constantly creating because to him, making movies is like playing. Here's how Steven himself describes his work. I dream for a living. Once a month, the sky falls on my head, I come to, and I see another movie I want to make. Sometimes I think I've got ball bearings for brains. These ideas are slipping and sliding across each other all the time. My problem is that my imagination won't turn off. I wake up so excited I can't eat breakfast. I've never run out of energy. So Steven Spielberg can be an example for us all of what can happen when you do what you love to do. Another one of my favorite inspirations is an athlete who races in the most grueling and difficult race in the world. I'm talking about the Iditarod dog sled race. It stretches 1,100 miles across the barren, cold wilderness in Alaska. The individual who has won this race 4 out of the last 5 years is Susan Butcher. How did Susan Butcher come to the place where she decided that she was going to be an excellent performer in this field? I spoke with her recently, and she told me her story. In 1975, she was living in the United States on the East Coast, 20 years old, and she didn't know what to do with her life. She asked herself, "How can I create a life that includes the two things that I love, which are the wilderness and animals?" Here's what she told me about how she got started. "I just always loved dogs and all animals, and when my first dog died, I just wanted to replace him. I ended up buying a husky, and he was 6 weeks old. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat to teach him how to pull a sled? And so I did it as a hobby. But then 4 months later, I bought my second husky. And then 2 months after that, I moved in with a woman who had 50 huskies. And then I started mushing in earnest." So she came up with dog sled racing. She kept moving west and moving north. She ended up in Alaska and built a log cabin to live in. She told me with her typical enthusiasm and energy, "I didn't have any security in coming up here and following my dream. But she did it anyway. And now she is the foremost achiever on the planet in her sport, a sport which, up to this time, has been dominated by men. She says of her life, "A lot of people would look at my life and think it's a lot of hard work, but for me, it's a labor of love." A labor of love. And that's how you know when you're living your unfolding mission, when pursuing your goals, is a labor of love. So Susan Butcher is another fine example of a person who is on a mission. Ted Turner is another one who comes to mind. Ted is the founder of the Goodwill Games. He's the owner of CNN, TNT, and Headline News. He has created an incredible empire of cable television. In fact, he brought cable television to the United States as a force in the world of media. Ted Turner, while on the Johnny Carson Show, was asked, "What are you doing these days, Ted?" Ted said, "There are two things I'm interested in, two things that I am doing. One, I want world peace. Two, I want to end poverty on the earth." Everything that he does, he went on to say, is aimed towards the achievement of that mission of peace on earth and the end of poverty. While that's a very large mission, it is unfolding. He has gathered the resources in order to help pull it off. He put on the Goodwill Games to create a sense of communication and camaraderie among millions of people watching television during the years between the Olympics. And he provides a worldwide communication network through cable television. So Ted is living a mission. That's what gives him excitement in life. And there are others. There's the famous Italian Renaissance artist Michelangelo. He, of course, painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, which is known as one of the greatest works of art that has ever been created. He decided when he was just about 30 years old to create that painting. He was already well established on his mission of being a great artist and someone who would enrich people's lives through art. So Michelangelo was on a mission. The Sistine Chapel, which is inside of the Vatican Cathedral, is in a building that has lasted for hundreds and hundreds of years and will live on in the future for millennia, perhaps. If we were to go to a bricklayer who was building the Vatican Cathedral hundreds of years ago and we asked, "What are you doing?" The bricklayer could have said, "I'm building a wall, laying a brick, just doing my job." That's one kind of person, a person with a particular goal. Or he could have said, "I'm building the Vatican Cathedral, a building which will stand for centuries as a monument to what human beings can achieve." That kind of feeling is what we're getting at in creating a mission for ourselves. Create that feeling of a larger, more encompassing purpose to your life. I had to figure out what my own mission was when I was dissatisfied. At 23 years old, I was an analytical and research chemist for Hydroculture, the world's largest international hydroponic greenhouse company. I was doing what I was trained to do. I had a good job and I was successful. But it wasn't my mission. I felt dissatisfied on the inside. I thrive on being with people and solving complicated problems. That's what I enjoy. It turned out that test tubes just didn't excite me. So what did I do? I made the leap into new and different areas that sparked my interest. I became a psychologist, public speaker, NLP trainer, and management consultant. And now I love what I do. My focus is on leadership. I am researching the deep, inner mental structures of great business leaders. The results of this research are being transferred to interested business executives. They use these new skills for making bold, positive changes in their organizations. Also, these research results on the inner qualities of great leaders will go into the design of an entirely new kind of educational system for our young people to help them develop their potential as people and as leaders. So leadership is my passion, my purpose, my mission. With each week that passes, the details of this mission come clearer into focus with a sense of deep satisfaction that I never even imagined was possible. John Grinder, co-founder of the field of neurolinguistic programming, was dissatisfied at a point in his life. Being a professor of linguistics at the University of California at Santa Cruz was not enough for him. He wanted to go beyond linguistics. He wanted to create a method of learning that allowed the genius in each person to flourish. He and colleague Richard Bandler set out on a mission of discovery. From that mission, the field of NLP was born. You see, a mission isn't something you force on yourself or something you construct merely out of current concerns. It is both larger and deeper than that. It is something you discover within. It's a unifying vision that arises out of the core of what we desire and value, what we hold precious. Rather than combining our goals and glopping them together, a mission supersedes them like a light from above. It illuminates them and shows which of those goals are aspects of a central theme, one deeply held, waiting to be revealed. Sometimes people just don't believe they could possibly be paid for doing what they love. Other times they've just forgotten what it is they love. Perhaps the most important thing that stops people from getting in touch with their mission is this. They just don't know how to do it. They don't know how to go from their day-to-day goals, values, and interests to that one unified direction of excitement, their mission. The following mission-making process is the solution to this dilemma. This process will require most of your attention. Since it's about what you live for and who you will become, you may want to give it all of your attention. If you are driving a car or otherwise occupied, you can still listen through now, priming your brain for when you'll come back to it to give it your full attention. Also, feel free to pause the tape whenever you need more time to ruminate over my suggestions. So now I'll take you through the step-by-step mission-making process. Step one is tapping your inner excitement. Like Spielberg, like Susan Butcher, know your interests. Or as John Grinder once asked, what do you love to do so much that you'd pay to do it? Know your passions, know your desires, your loves. It could be tinkering, teaching, inventing, or hundreds of other delightful possibilities. You might find hints in a hobby you enjoy. As you think of those interests, those desires, and those loves, those passions, feel your own inner signals of excitement and interest welling up from the depths of your psyche. Feel them. See and hear your favorite heroes and admired people, the men and women who you most want to be like, who you've emulated and imitated throughout your life. These heroes may have similar interests, desires, and goals. Pay attention to them and enjoy them. See them in the screen of your mind's eye, in the inner theater, and feel the excitement you've tapped into. Now we've reached step two. Step two is envisioning your values. Think of some of your interests, loves, and desires. Look at those goals that you are pursuing now as well. Look at them into the future and see those goals being achieved. You've thought about them a lot before. Pick the most important ones that come to mind now. There may be two, three, even five of them. These goals are your specific desired futures. They are the activities of a state of affairs that you are creating. In whatever way you find most enjoyable, hold them in mind. Take each particular goal, one in turn. See it, hear it, experience that it is a goal you own. It's one of yours, and when you've done that, ask yourself, what do I value about this goal? So if the goal is to travel, and you ask, what do I value about this? The answer might be learning, or fun, or something else. If the goal is a new job, the answer to what you value about it could be excitement. The answer may be one value, it may be several. For Ted Turner, his values might be harmony, solving problems, and excitement. Susan Butcher seems to value love, caring, and perseverance. Michelangelo, for this exercise, could easily have picked beauty and spirituality. Spielberg's values are perhaps fun, exuberance, and involvement. Usually, the answers are single words or phrases like excitement, caring, using my abilities, helping others, being creative, feeling great. So now, go through the goals you've been holding in mind and ask that question, what do I value about this goal? It only takes a few moments to do this, so pause or stop the tape now. Now you have a list of your core values. You can even go further and ask another question about your values. Ask, what is important about these values? What answer comes to mind? It will be a value that is even more important than the others. It's a higher value that all the other values fit into. Keep that answer, that value, in mind. If you need more time to do this, take it. Pause or stop the tape now. Knowing your important core values is a crucial aspect of self-understanding. Realize how your values have been motivating you, your achievements, your every action. How your interests and core values connect and form your mission is next. And now we reach our third step. Step three is steering in a direction. Begin to play with the images that you see, which represent some kind of direction that you want to take. This direction is formed from your interests, values, and present goals. As you get a sense of what your mission can be, see various snapshots of you doing what you love to do. See snapshots of your abilities. Take a look at what your favorite heroes do. See yourself doing things that give you the same feeling you get when you think of a favorite hero. See snapshots of the person you want to become. Any image you don't like that much can fade away. See the images that you feel passionate about. You can just play with the images in front of you. Pretend that you're in the middle of an inner, three-dimensional movie theater. It's a place where you can see and hear and feel with great fidelity. See yourself the way you want to be, doing the things you love to do. Whatever you choose to put on the screen, you're the Spielberg, you're the director. And notice how you can see, letting the wisdom from within guide the visual display you see in front of you. Visualize it. Feel it. Enjoy it. The images are often up close, in full, rich color. See yourself living out a scenario that gives you tingles in your spine. You can zoom in on that glorious, fun-filled, exciting future that you see. It allows you to do what you love to do and accomplish what you believe in. List your core values to yourself as you watch your mission scenario. Notice how your values and your images can fit together with a remarkable consistency. See some more images. See some time going by. See various bright, radiant, up-close, colorful images of what it is that you could create in your life. They can begin going in a certain direction, coalescing and representing many of your current goals, some of the things that you want. See them develop into a kind of collage of images that represents your purpose and your mission. And if you need more time to do this, take the time to see and hear those aspects of life that unify into a whole that you feel a powerful passion for. Take whatever time you need, 5 minutes, an hour, a whole afternoon. This is your life, your future that you're creating. And if you would like more time to play with these images, go ahead and do it. Just push the pause button or stop the tape now. And now that you're finished and you've created these images that are so attractive, you have glimpses of what your mission is. Now you can develop it more fully here on step four, which is adding rich detail. Now propose to your own inner wisdom that these images or a short video of these images develop in your mind's eye. In your own inner theater, experience those images that represent your mission. Enjoy it. Watch what happens. It comes from your involuntary mind. Add your own kind of stereo surround sound, high fidelity track of music. You can see a pop-up menu of different kinds of music. That can help you choose your music. There are certain kinds of favorite music that convey to you a sense of importance and a sense of the profound implications of embarking upon this mission in your life. You may hear it faintly at first, then turn up the volume. And as you see this image or images and hear the music, as you look at it, formulate a principle in words, a principle that expresses your mission. Spielberg may have said that as he looked at what he wanted to do in life, "I am a planetary storyteller. I will tell stories that help people grow." Susan Butcher may have said, "I am a person that lives in the wilderness, lives with animals, and helps them grow. And I achieve greatness in what I do." Or Ted Turner may have looked at the panorama of images before him, bright and interesting, and he may have said, "I am a peacemaker. I bridge people together to achieve peace. That is my mission." So you can formulate your own verbal principle now. As you look and see the images before you representing your overall mission and your sense of purpose, you can see yourself out there living that purpose. And there's a verbal principle that guides you. And along with those images and the music and the principle and the words is a very, very profound feeling welling up from within you. A sense of the importance of this mission to you. These feelings flow from within you and they guide you. And now as you look at those images, this mission in front of you, take the next step. Step 5 is stepping into that mission. Step right into it and just enjoy being in various stages of its unfolding. Living this glorious future, go to that place. Imagining, living, pretending that you're really there in the richness and fullness of that moment in the future, as though it's now. Enjoy it. Go to another place and time and enjoy that one. And by jumping into the future, into the unfolding mission, you can sense how wonderfully it expresses your purpose and your innermost values. Find out what surprises lay there for you. And you can keep doing this. You're exercising your mind in a delightful way. And if you need some more time to continue to step into your journey, into your mission, and you'd like to continue it before going on to the next step, then you can push the pause button. Go ahead and do that if you like, now. Now that you've completed step 5, next is step 6, self-examination. So now come back to the present in your mind. Come back from visiting parts of this mission that you are creating and realize that you are listening to this tape. You're here. It's now. Begin questioning yourself. How does this mission relate to my responsibilities in my present job? Think about those responsibilities and activities. How does this mission relate to my family? Contemplate the others in your family and circle of friends. How does this mission relate to me? And begin pondering the implications of this mission. Take your time. If you need more time, you can pause or stop the tape. How does this mission relate to my own community and my future? How does it relate to my state, my country? In the long run, in the life I'm living, realize that there will be a time when this physical body is no more. Before that time, you can make your mark. You can live a life that has incredible purpose. And as you see it unfolding before you now and hear the sounds and the music and hear the principle stated, you ask, why is this good for me? Why does this mission represent who I am, who I care about, and what is meaningful? These questions can be your teachers and your guide. They help you re-examine and solidify and strengthen the sense of living this mission. And think about another question. Why is passionately living this unfolding mission a way for me to live the good life? Consider the question. If you need more time now, you can push the pause button. Go ahead and do it if you need to now. And now that you've completed this set of questions, you have defended your sense of why you're doing what you're doing. That is step 6, self-examination. The 7th and final step is unified commitment. The opportunity now is to develop and be aware of the unified commitment to your mission. Once you do that thoroughly, it gives your everyday a tremendous sense of direction and purpose. This commitment is one that you've chosen consciously, and one that emerges from the involuntary, often unconscious parts of your inner realms. Steven Spielberg wakes up excited because he's living his mission. How excited and connected are you to the mission you envision? In order to nurture your commitment to this mission that you're on, and the specific actions that will lead to its unfolding, you can say things like this to yourself. My mission in life reflects who I am and defines how I will use my inner abilities. And furthermore, it guides how I act in the world. You may make up other statements as well to nurture your commitment to your mission. Do you want to set specific goals to achieve your mission and reevaluate your current goals relative to it? Do you want to be the bricklayer who is just building a wall? Just laying down a brick and putting some cement on it? Or do you want to be building a monument to what humanity can achieve? That's the question. So you've charted your journey. We went through an explicit 7-step process for formulating a mission. You know you have it when you think of it and you feel that passion that rises from the depths within you. Specific plans begin to unfold in your mind as to how to achieve the mission. You've mapped your mission and it's time to blast off with action steps. Those steps are your goals. On the other side of this tape, you'll be planning your future in a whole new way. You'll choose and further develop your goals. Those golden threads within the woven fabric of your mission. This side of the tape is all about achieving your goals. Now that you know the general direction your life is taking, your mission, then it's time to focus on action. Great missions are lived by achieving specific goals. Spielberg's goal was to learn to make better movies. What did he do to get going? When he was just 17 years old, he simply walked into Universal Studios and without asking, occupied an empty room and put his name on the door. He started showing editors his 8mm movies. Now that's action for goal achievement. Of course, we want to make sure that the goal we achieve is worth achieving. So let's think about the nature of a goal. Just what is a goal? A goal is a dream with a completion date. It's a milestone on your mission. It's a kind of landmark on your journey, and it's certainly a facet of the multifaceted jewel of your complex life. In this series of tapes, you've heard about many great achievers. Their achievements have been highlighted. Susan Butcher, Steven Spielberg, Michelangelo, and Ted Turner, and many other achievers are models for us, people who have marked their lives by significant achievements through a labor of love. This is something that you can do, too, if you believe it. So think of a hero, some man or woman who you greatly admire, and realize that that person lives their mission by achieving specific accomplishments. They take particular action steps. Once you have a developing passion for your vision of your future, your mission, it's time to act. So because your mission is becoming more well-developed now, because you can see it more clearly, and because who you are becoming is unfolding, your deep feelings of purpose intensify. You can hear the sounds and know the principles that guide you on this mission. And you can feel those inner signals of purpose and importance as they well up even more from within you. Even now, as you consider that mission, as you see it and hear it and feel it, it gives life a direction and a permanence. And every step of the journey, each goal that you achieve, becomes the unfolding of your mission. Your life has the complexity of a beautiful jewel, and there are many facets to it. Each facet of your life is a realm for achieving particular goals. The unfolding of your mission depends upon achieving the goals in each of these many facets of your life. And those goals are the actions in the world that make a difference. They are the way you manifest your values, your destiny. When your goals are all illuminated by the greater purpose of your life's mission, they take on special meaning. You have the energy for them because they are both fun and important. So how do you conceive of goals so that they are especially achievable? That's what we'll do during the rest of the tape. You'll go through the steps that follow and fully engage your mind to that end, making your goals achievable. And of course, to do that, it's important to pick a goal, a specific one. When you go to a new restaurant, you usually look at the menu with interest. You look at each item and think about it, imagine it. So let's go through a menu, not of food, but of the main facets of your life. And then you can choose from a particular area of life, a particular facet, and take that facet through the four steps of the goal-achieving process. The questions I ask you can be your guide. It'll be like browsing through a menu of delicious entrees. After browsing, you'll be ready to choose the particular facet of life for goal development. Within that facet on this tape, you'll go through the four-step process. After listening to the tape just a few times, the four steps will be easy and automatic. You'll be able to use them even without the tape. So let's consider some of the facets of your complex life. The first facet is work life. Think about your career, your work, and the financial resources that come from the work that you do or the work that you could do. Look at it in light of your mission. What are some of the changes that you would like to make in your career? What do you need to do differently to fully live your mission? Specific ideas will emerge in your mind. What do you want to do? Keep thinking as you freely answer the questions with your own ideas. And what about money? Money is the life energy that springs forth from your efforts to help people. That life energy, that money, can help and assist other parts of your mission, the enjoyment of life, the achievement of what's really important. And as you look at your career, your work life, and your financial resources, there may need to be certain kinds of changes. Consider what career and financial achievements will further the unfolding of your special mission. Notice some of the images and words that develop in your mind. Realize their importance. Having imagined how tasty certain changes in your work life could be, let's browse further down the menu of life's many facets. Relationships with people and relationships with self create the richness of any life that is lived. Let's start with your relationship with yourself. Be aware of how you communicate internally. Your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual well-being depend upon healthy, positive communication within yourself. Many people don't realize that they can communicate directly with the powerful, involuntary, wise aspects of their mind. The communication with your many different inner parts is an interesting and fascinating process. You have a part that wants security. You have the part that wants quality in relationships. You have lots of different parts which represent different needs, wants, and priorities. So your relationship with yourself can improve. Some people seem to love and understand themselves so well. Others nag, criticize, and argue internally. Think about choosing goals in that area. What qualities of your own relationship with yourself would be most desirable? What changes would you like? Respect, trust, love, inner harmony, the inner cooperation that leads to total concentration. These and other qualities are within your grasp. And now consider other relationships too. There are many high achievers who look back on their life and realize that their career efforts interfered with the intimacy of their personal relationships. Former IBM chairman John Watson Jr. said that an executive who doesn't have plenty of time for personal relationships is a bad executive. So think about relationships with the important people in your life now and to come. How about with a certain family member? Brother, sister, parent, a child, a spouse? Anyone in your family could be a subject for choosing goals. How do you want that relationship to be? You can consider goals in that area. That's a facet of your life. How about a friend, a work colleague? You can pick a particular relationship with a friend or work colleague and set goals that will enhance it greatly. What about the larger circle? Think about the community or city in which you live. There may be a community issue, improvement, or change that you would like to set as a goal. If you like the outdoors, if you are a nature person, you might set goals relating to the environment. You pick your relationship to, or the community's relationship to, some aspect of nature and the environment. Then you choose specific goals. I live in the Kansas City area. One of my own goals for my community is to bring about a new system of transportation for the area. I want my city to have totally clean air, great mass transit systems, special bicycle pathways, and no traffic jams. You can even pick a large, very long-term issue, your relationship with your planet. That's often part of many people's mission. One person can change the world. It's happened and will continue to happen. Relationships are scrumptious facets for choosing and achieving goals. Then there is another entire area, a collection of facets in the area of mental, physical, and spiritual development. Your learning capacities can be rejuvenated and revived. Think about your mission and how learning comes into play in the unfolding of that mission. There are so many geniuses around to model and learn from. Many people play a sport. For me, it's tennis. Tennis is an activity that allows me to develop mentally and physically, and I love to play. To master any sport takes perseverance, patience, and a fierce determination. And it involves modeling an expert. My friend, coach, and tennis model, Mike Inman, works with me hour after hour. And slowly, but with certainty, I am learning. This entire tape series shows you how to enhance your capacities to learn, how to utilize your whole nervous system, and how to bring out your inner genius. And there is so much to learn. The great anthropologist Edward T. Hall makes a fascinating suggestion in his book, Beyond Culture. He says that we cannot thoroughly understand our own minds until we fully experience other cultures. NLP co-founder John Grinder also believes this. In fact, he told me that the single most challenging learning activity for a human being is to learn another language and the culture of the native speakers of that language. Your goal within this facet of mental, physical, and spiritual development might involve the exciting activity of learning something you want to learn from a coach and model. And here's another facet of life. Your physical surroundings. Consider also how your physical surroundings are part of your life. What goals do you have for the physical environment you live in? Your car, your home, the area around where you live are under your influence. How do you want them to look? How do you want to feel in them? Just what do you want to be surrounded by physically? Some people seem to like the status associated with lots of square footage. Susan Butcher likes snow, trees, dogs, and pure woolly wilderness. For me, I like natural-type surroundings, too, with animals, trees, plants, and beauty. You can choose what you want for your physical surroundings. Our surroundings often have a dynamic influence on our emotions and our sense of well-being, even on our sense of self. So you have opportunities to create and mold your physical surroundings to your liking. That completes our menu. Now it's time to order. How do you choose the area, the facet, in which to set goals? Whatever you desire most right now, with the wisdom of your inner signals, choose goals in that facet of life. Just pretend that the waiter is waiting for you to select one of many delicious entrees on the menu. So look over and review this menu. Think about these different facets: your work life and financial success, your relationship with self, your relationship with a family member, friend, or colleague, your relationships with your community and with nature, your mental, physical, and spiritual development, and your physical surroundings. Now, take the time to pick one. If you need more time, then go ahead and pause or stop the tape and think about those areas now. Pick one facet, the facet where you have the strongest feelings of wanting to create changes, wanting to achieve new goals. For the remainder of this tape, I propose that you choose one facet of your life in which you can choose particular goals. Each time you re-listen to the tape, you can choose a different facet of life. The reason for this is the importance of being specific. My family therapy coach, Virginia Satir, told me something that I've always remembered. It's this: nothing ever happens in general. Everything always happens specifically. And now, the specific facet of your life that you've chosen will set the parameters of our four-step goal achievement process. Step one in our goal achievement process is to create the conditions of realizing a goal. As a result of our NLP research, we have concluded that there are certain conditions for realizing a goal that need to be present. The goal is well formed when it meets these conditions, like a sentence is well formed when it follows the rules of the English language. There are four main conditions for realizing a goal. The first condition is this: the goal must be positive. It's not getting rid of something like, I don't want to be dissatisfied anymore with my job or my house or my marriage. Rather, it's stated in positive terms. It's the marriage or job or house that you do want. The second condition is that the goal is yours. When someone says, my wife wants me to change jobs and lose weight, then that goal is not theirs. When you say with conviction, I want it, I am going to achieve it, then it is generated by you. It's yours. It's a goal that you want with every fiber of your being. The third condition is that the goal is specified. This is what Steven Spielberg did. This is what Susan Butcher did. This is what Ted Turner and Michelangelo did. And this is what you are doing, setting specific goals. The specific goal is developed into a richly detailed description in your mind. It includes, for example, images of action. Also, where and when and with whom you are doing things is thought about. The more detail there is, the better. The fourth major condition for realization is that you anticipate the effects of the goal. When you have arranged the goal so that the effects of achieving it are positive for whoever is affected by it, then the goal meets this condition. It won't cause problems for yourself or others. It is, as we like to say in NLP, an ecological goal. So goals are positively stated, generated by you, richly specified, and their effects are anticipated. In pondering the particular facet of life that you've chosen, picture in your mind what you want to achieve. Now that you know what the four major conditions are, I'd like to take you through them. You can go through these conditions for your goal now, freely choosing for yourself all along the way. First of all, especially notice the answer to this question. What is the goal? See it? Hear yourself describe it. Feel the excitement of it. Of course, you're not exploring what you don't want. You're exploring what you do want. And it's coming from you. You are not achieving it because someone else told you that you should. No, you are doing this thing, achieving this end, because you want it. It fits your mission. It excites you. And now answer this question. How will you know when you've achieved this goal? Watch yourself having achieved it. And then ask yourself this question. What is the evidence that I can use to know that this goal is achieved? Notice, as you look at that goal and feel the inner signals of excitement, how that goal, within that facet of your complex life, fits into the mission. How does it make sense? Does it take you further? Is it a milestone on your mission? Notice when your own inner signals are confirming and welling up from within you a kind of excitement, a feeling of yes. If your own inner signals have not fully confirmed this goal, if it doesn't quite fit into the mission, then revise it. Pause or stop the tape to give you more time if you need it. Now. Now your goal meets important conditions. It is something positive. It's something that you really want. You see it happening fairly specifically. You can describe some of the evidence that would indicate that the goal has been achieved. You understand some of the positive results of achieving this goal for you, and you understand some of the positive results for others affected by it. Now, notice if there are any negative effects of achieving the goal. If there are any, pay attention to revisions of your picture that will turn those negative effects into positive ones. Also, notice again the positive effects of that goal, of that end result. How will it affect you? And how will it influence others and anything going on there? See the situation in which that effect is created. See the particular goal being achieved and notice how it's working. And when you pay full attention to the goal, it fits into your mission. Keep playing with images and your own words about what you are seeing. And at some point, your inner feelings signal that your whole being pretty much agrees with this initial formulation of your goal. When that happens, you've completed step one, the conditions for realizing a goal. Now, your goal is well formed. If you need more time to finish up, just stop the tape now. Now for step two. Step two is creating a compelling future. When you think of where you'll be tomorrow, you can picture it. What does it look like? Notice the colors. Picture that place in detail. This image of the future occurs in a particular location in your inner theater. Notice the inner three-dimensional theater that you've set up. It's got sound and images. You can even put yourself over there on the stage. Then you can be where the action is, feeling the feelings and doing the doings. Now, in this inner mental theater, see yourself in the future, achieving this goal vividly. It's like the future is right over there, close, bright, and colorful, too. Over across the line of time, you see yourself achieving that particular goal. See it unfolding in a very pleasant way. Notice the details, the richness of what you see and what you hear and what that person who looks like you over there is doing. Having achieved the goal, not steps to the goal, but actually doing it, living it. Look over there and see that it's happened already and it's exciting. Notice the effects. Notice the states of mind that your future self is in and anyone else who may be there. Notice the inner resources that are being used. Notice the learnings and the capabilities, the capacities. Then use various kinds of visual special effects in your imagery as you look at yourself having achieved that goal over there in the future. You may use X-ray vision in order to see the inner workings of your mind and body. You may use certain kinds of color in order to illustrate emotional states you enjoy there. You can use multiple screens to see different things happening and different situations or different times that relate to that specific goal. See in bright vividness. Notice the three dimensions of what you see in this vision. As you make the achievement of your goal big and close, vibrant and compelling, sense your body, your feelings. Take your time and enjoy this vision, this masterpiece that you're creating, directing, becoming. Pay attention to what is achieved and how attractive it is, drawing you to it. Now notice that there is a pathway from present to future, to that particular future. It's a kind of pathway through time. And if you need more time now to formulate that future in more detail, so that it's really exciting, use your pause or stop button now. Now that you can see, hear, and feel this compelling future, there's this attractive goal within that part of your life. It fits into your mission. There's that pathway to it. And now we've arrived at step three. Step three is helping the unconscious mind reveal a plan. Now, if you haven't already done so, take yourself around that pathway to that goal in that particular facet of your life. Be in that future. Stand on that part of the stage where the action is. Be there. Sense the date and time. Enjoy being in this situation of achievement. Check your feelings as you look around. Listen to your own thoughts, too. Because the goal is achieved, you're celebrating. Just realize how much you enjoy having reached this stage of your mission. Taste the sweetness of having reached this goal, and now pause. Turn and look further into the future from this point of having achieved the goal. And look and see that your mission is still unfolding out there in the future. And now turn around and look into the past. Notice the pathway that got you here. And see in the past that person listening to the tape back there, back then. See that person and notice the path from way back there to where you are now. Now examine the way you achieved your goal. Staying alongside the pathway. Walk back in time, looking at the pathway that you took. Your wise, unconscious, involuntary mind can show you parts of what you did along the way. You can see and hear what led to the achievement of the goal. Maybe certain people helped. Certain particular learnings took place. Watch it, hear it, and enjoy what actions made it possible to achieve this goal. There are certain steps and actions that you carried out. Maybe you can see almost all of them. Maybe a few show up very clearly. As you look at the pathway, you'll notice many specific steps. Ask yourself, how did I bring about my abilities and act in the world to get to the place of this goal's full achievement? See the resources, the abilities, the actions, the contacts with people. All those different kinds of things, see them, go through them. Take your time. Delight in seeing what you did to achieve your goal. Notice what happened after that one action. See the many actions, the new resources, the new abilities. They happen. And as you see those steps, see how it is part of your unfolding mission. Having walked alongside that pathway to the goal, and having observed the many specific actions and abilities that got you there, enter the present moment in time again. You've looked at the path, you're back, and now you're aware of listening to this tape here. Now, in the present. As you look ahead to your goal, pay attention to how wonderfully attractive that goal is. If you need to take more moments to make that goal even more compelling and attractive, then go ahead. Stop or pause the tape now. Okay. You've observed yourself traveling on the pathway to achieve that goal. You know that the goal is attractive. Your wise, unconscious, involuntary mind has revealed important aspects of how you will achieve your goal. And this is in an incredibly important facet of your life. Achieving this particular goal significantly helps the unfolding of your mission. Now what do you do? You do step four, which is take action. Now it's time to act, to make it so. One way to start is to do this. Browse through your calendar and write down an estimated celebration date on which the goal will be achieved. Also, schedule each action toward your goal. Write them down in your calendar. Find a really great time in your schedule to do each action step on your pathway that leads to your goal. Notice now that your mission is always in the background of your mind's eye. It's got that strong, compelling feeling of purpose that energizes you. Enjoy holding the vision of your goal, both of what the goal is and how you are going to achieve it. You have that vision from many points of view. You see it from the present and the future, the steps you're taking. You can go to the future and look back and see how you got there. And you can step alongside that pathway and see what you did from an observer's point of view. Now, when that moment arrives on your calendar, do what you've planned, knowing that you are on your pathway to your sparkling future. It's time to act with the full commitment of the resources of the most intelligent, resourceful creature in the known universe, a human being, you. And the difference between just having a dream and being a disciplined achiever is this. Not all dreamers achieve, but all achievers are dreamers. And achievers energize their dreams with action. Happiness comes to those who dream dreams and do precisely what it takes to make those dreams come true. As you use these procedures over and over again, your mission and the particular goals necessary to unfold it will develop in a highly accelerated manner. Remember that you can use this tape often to develop your mission and achieve your goals along the way. It has been a great pleasure to be part of the development of your personal mission and the goals you are pursuing. I wish you fantastic success in living a rich and fulfilling life.